The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello, and welcome to KTQA Daily Briefing. It is Monday, August 10th, at about 6:06, 6 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. My name is Becky, and Sam and I have been hard at work on so many of the goings-on of KTQA and our little radio station here. We hope to be able to announce some of those things by the end of the week. But in the meantime, you have me for the daily briefing. Remember, as always, that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. The number for that is 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress. It's a free service for those who are not in crisis, but do need an outlet to manage that stress. The number for that is 1-833-681-0211. We've got some state-level news. As of today, new rules for fitness centers went into effect across the state. On KTQA Daily Briefing, we've covered those in depth, but in sum, patrons must have about 300 square feet of distance, which equates to staying about 17 feet from any other individual inside a fitness facility in most cases. Also, as of today, wedding and funeral receptions are no longer permitted. Services may only take place when 30 or fewer individuals are present or 20% venue capacity, whichever is less. Washington State's Commissioner of Public Lands is urging all residents and visitors to practice social distancing, wear masks, abide by local burn bans, and practice careful fire safety in order to protect firefighters who lodge together in camps to be ready to respond to wildfires. The statement comes on the heels of a third wildland firefighter testing positive for COVID-19. Moving on to Pierce County news. Pierce County is enrolling eligible 3- and 4-year-olds for ECAP preschool for the coming school year. This program is free to qualifying families and abides by COVID-19 precautions. Program sites are located in Bonnie Lake, Buckley, Eatonville, Ording, South Hill, Sumner, and University Place. And Spanish-English dual language programs are available at the South Hill and Sumner sites. You can learn more about ECAP preschool by calling 253-798-4400. Go ahead and press option 4. Or by visiting piercecountywa.gov/1973. Again, that's piercecountywa.gov/1973. Not sure the significance of that particular number, but it will get you to information on the free preschool programs. Metro Parks Tacoma and the Lakewood Police Department will be hosting a blood drive on August 12th and 13th at the Lakewood Police Department. Anyone eligible to donate blood products is asked to visit schedule.bloodworksnw.org or call 800-398-7888, especially if you are blood type O negative, for which there is an urgent need in our region. Now on to Tacoma news. The Tacoma City Council will hold its weekly meeting tomorrow at 5 p.m. via Zoom. That's tomorrow, August 11th. It will be broadcast in real time on TV Tacoma at tvtacoma.com and on the city's Facebook Live account. The city will be hosting a community conversation on police body-worn cameras on August 13th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Login information can be found at cityoftacoma.org/bodycameras and on the city's Facebook page under Events. If you're accessing the meeting by phone, you should call the city at 311 in advance for the meeting phone number and passcode. Metroparks Tacoma has deployed orange-vested park ambassadors throughout the city to answer questions and remind park visitors of how to safely use parks by following COVID-19 guidelines. I imagine that they might experience a little bit of questions and maybe some pushback, so be kind to our Metroparks park ambassadors. The Tacoma Urban League is facilitating free mental health check-ins for Black community members through the end of August. For more information on those free mental health check-ins, call 253-383-2007 or visit online thetacomaurbanleague.org. There are numerous testing sites throughout our region. Testing is free for COVID-19 in Washington State. Starting up north, for Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events in our county, in Pierce County, they include tomorrow, Tuesday, August 11th, there's testing that will be held at Pierce College's Puyallup campus at 1601 39th Avenue Southeast, and also at Centro Latino, which is at 1208 South 10th Street in Tacoma's Hilltop neighborhood. On Thursday, August 13th, there will be two events. One is at Pierce College's Fort Steilacoom campus in Lakewood, and the other is at Pierce County Heritage Recreation Center in Puyallup. And on Friday, August 14th, testing will be available at the Sprinker Recreation Center and at the Evergreen State College Tacoma campus. All events are run from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. No ID is required, and tests are free and open to anyone. Patients can, of course, also call your healthcare providers for tests. Well, like I said, Sam and I have been hard at work on some really cool things regarding KTQA. And while we really strive to bring you an interview to help connect with members of our community during every daily briefing, I don't have a new one for you today. But if you didn't catch last week's interview with Dr. Hillary Stevens from the Pierce College Science Dome, I would love to share that one with you, because I urge you tonight and tomorrow night, keep your eyes peeled at night for shooting stars, because the Perseids will be peaking on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. So you can, of course, also find all of our interviews, including all of the bulletins and updates and resources that we read out every week, at daily.ktqa.org. If you missed a phone number or you didn't quite catch that URL, that website address, go to daily.ktqa.org. All of the stuff that we read out for bulletins are there. All of the links are there. All of the phone numbers are there. Just click on the title of whichever date that you heard the daily briefing or that you wish you would have heard the daily briefing, and you can take a listen right there in the browser window by pressing that play button, that little sideways triangle, or you can click on the title and the whole reading will open up for you, and so you can read it visually as well. Dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email is daily@ktqa.org and our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.